Yeah. How are you, Rob?
I'm good. I'm good. I went through some stuff and came out the other side fine, and everything's great. So,
what's going on, or what happened?
Well, I have I had something called AFib.
Hello.
We have. Hey.
How's it going? I'm sorry about that. I was finishing up a call with a client.
So anyway, I had a procedure. You know, you don't have operations, you have procedures.
Right, right.
And so it's called an ablation, and it's for a rapid heart rate, and they go in and they do some magic and quiet down the heart, and then, you know, hopefully it works perfectly forever, you know, so done on last Tuesday, so I'm all ready to go.
Wow.
Certified for another 20,000 miles.
You got the overhaul. Good. I'm happy to hear it went well.
Thank you. Yeah.
So that's like in place of a pacemaker?
It wasn't a pacemaker. No. It's an ablation. What they do is they got a couple of choices when you have AFib. And, I mean, you guys, your clients are going to be my age, so they're going to be, you know, AFib becomes almost epidemic. 1 in 7 people have it when over the age of 60. So you end up with pretty prevalent. You treat it with medicine, with a blood thinner, because AFib can lead to strokes. That's the problem with it. So you can't just let it go. It's not, it will never kill you. It will just be annoying. And, you know, some people get lightheaded and, because your heart goes too fast. And so they want to control your heart rate. And you're right, they could do it with a pacemaker, which one doctor wanted me to do. And then the other one said, no, 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 no. You're too young. You got a lot of things that you can do before that. So we did a procedure called an ablation, which is where they go in and make. What happens is every cell in the heart has the ability to transmit electricity. And there's only the sinus node is the only one that's supposed to be transmitting from the upper chamber to the lower chamber. But a bunch of other bad actors start to get in the game and sending signals. It's like a bunch of bad kids, you know, all talking when the teacher's supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
And so they got to quiet them down. So what they do is they go in and they can either burn them or they can freeze them. And so that's what they do. They go in and freeze a portion of your, you know, just the surface part of a part of your heart where they suspect these bad actors are hanging out. So they nail all the street. They nail all the street corners.
Wow. I mean, I'm just glad you're okay.
Yes, I'm fine. I mean, I'm good. It's just it's anesthesia, which is never great, but it was only an hour and a half, and they can take up to 6 hours. So mine was really quick and easy, and bang, and I'm back out and up to, you know, took it easy for a few days, but today I have a green light. So I can do anything.
Good.
My wife keeps telling me to slow down, but I don't think that's fun.
I don't think you have it in you.
No, it's pretty bad. It's pretty hard to slow down. I don't like it very much. Anyway, so what is exciting and new with you guys?
Exciting and new, I don't know about exciting. We've just been so busy with Supernova, with, you know, our monthlies.
Mm-hmm.
That some days it's just hard to come up for air.
Yeah, last week was challenging.
So I may, you know, I may take a, I because I haven't even had a chance to think. I'm going to have to take a step back and see who's scheduled where, because there's some days that are just back to back to back to back. And, you know, it they're packed on a little too much.
Do you have too many clients?
Too many what? I'm sorry?
Clients?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not the clients, it's not the amount of clients on the Supernova. It's just the way that we schedule them. We schedule them too
close together.
Yeah, too close together. Right? Not enough time in between, or you know, even if they're close together, for instance, you know, like an 11 and 12, and then, you know, leave some time in between the other ones to gather yourself and be able to,
right.
to do things.
I think that's it. I think that's it. If we have a day that we have an 11 and a 12, well, then there needs to be a break in between. It can't be 11, 12, 1, 2.
Yeah,
somebody canceled, and what's happening is that somebody canceled. They didn't want to skip the month. Because they've had things going on or whatever the case may be, so they've rescheduled it. So instead of, you know, you'll have three supernovas and two reschedules on one day.
Mm-mm.
So it's not good in that sense.
So we gotta be a little bit better about that, you know, recognizing
that's
that.
Our fault. Right.
These guys do the same thing. They don't understand that I have a wife.
So
on Wednesday, I've got six calls back to back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's like, right?
Yeah.
Your
so
brain.
So there's any preparation?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get tired. So I ran out and went downtown and got some lunch and brought it back. I'm sitting on my porch overlooking the harbor. And my pool and my puppy here, and taking a moment to enjoy myself and drink some iced tea and talk to you guys. So it's you know, you can make it when you're home, working out of the house. It's okay. You can make it pleasant. But God, it's hard. It's hard when they're back to back to back.
Right.
So it's like somebody cancels and you're like, yes.
Yes, I know. Yes, isn't that horrible? Oh, my goodness, our thoughts exactly.
It.
We have actually looked at each other and we're like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
No,
that was exactly
I
it.
Right.
That's how it was the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. We had two people.
Anyone that canceled the last 2 weeks, especially since, you know, the week before it was one of those holiday weeks where we just had 4 days, and everything got compacted that week. So anyone who canceled was like, yes, I don't care what I have to talk to them, you know.
Right, I know. It's like a miracle. Oh, you can't make it? Oh, that's so sad. We'll do it next month, okay? Yay!
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about the good news and what you get out of the call so we keep you motivated, because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know. I got to keep reminding myself why I do this, you know.
Well, I did have good news. One of the clients that I brought in last year, they used to work for the company of the 401k that we managed.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of that company was fired.
Daphne?
Not Daphne. Gilberto.
Okay.
Remember, the CEO was fired 2 or 3 years ago, and he went off and started his own company. And this company, the company that we manage, the 401k, they're a very large company, so the number of projects they can do, they've had challenges because they're basically civil engineers. Everything they do is civil. So they've let go over a few of the top people after they fired the CEO over the last couple of years. And one of the guys came over last year, brought over, you know, $500,000, which was Sosa, Roxana. And he told, so another guy who left and went to this new company last year was talking to him, and he told him, you know, to, hey, what he needs to do is roll over his, you know, take his money out of that plan and roll it over to us because of, you know, the service we're offering and all that. So we got a call from another one of the participants, you know, $700,000 in his 401k that he just wants to roll it over. Like, no meeting, no nothing, just give me the forms, I'm going to roll over the account.
Pretty nice.
You know, yeah, which is nice, you know. I mean, we've worked with him for a long time, so we do have a relationship already.
And there's more opportunity there, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you do the work, right?
Yes.
So,
yes. Which one's Sosa,
that was
Rick?
Nice. Antonio Sosa.
Oh, Antonio. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've been working with him for...
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Very nice, yeah. Yes.
So how is the assimilation going of the acquired clients?
Wonderful. Absolutely
yeah.
Wonderful. I mean, most of them are on Supernova. If they're not on an official Supernova, we put them on an unofficial Supernova. So what I do is right when we're done with our call, I say, well, let's schedule next month's call. And I look at the same date, typically, you know, if they're not available. I schedule it right then and there when we finish. And then eventually they've gotten so used to having those calls that they've, some of them have come on board with a monthly. You know, they've just scheduled the. And then we have maybe one or two that are just not on the official, you know, at all. Like, they don't want the calls. So.
Right. Are they missing the other person, or have they demonstrated through word and action that they're happier now?
At all, no, they not a member.
Well, you've had
beginning.
a couple of clients tell you that they were concerned and like wasn't
with Melanie leaving.
They were concerned that you left, but that, you know, working with you has been the same. They haven't missed a beat.
Right. Yeah, we had Daystar, the Christian Science group, took the time out to say, you know, Roxana, I have to say, you know, they weren't concerned, but, you know, of course they had questions, you know, and with the transition, but that they feel
the
that
change.
I've picked it up very nicely and that they're so comfortable working with me. The call I had at 11 a.m. today said to me, you know, Melanie and I had a 20-year relationship and I was just so concerned, and we were around the group, a table having dinner with some friends, and they said, oh my goodness, your 20-year, you know, relationship advisor's leaving. What are you going to do? And she said that she told them, you know, I have to say, I am so comfortable with Roxana. I mean, she is just phenomenal and I'm so happy. And she just raved, and you know. So we've had a few say that they're very happy, very comfortable. And then we have, and the majority are talking to me regularly. And then we have some outcasts that just don't like to be contacted so much. So those are probably, we don't have too many butlers at this point. And Gladys actually talked to me and said these people, maybe a handful, don't need monthlies. It's actually going to make it worse, you know. So we may put them on a butler list. Gladys is Melanie's assistant who's been with her for 20, you know, was with her for 24 years.
Well, you guys may seriously, I mean, maybe economically it doesn't make sense, but if you can, you may want to reassign those people.
We can right now until the 5 years are up.
You cannot.
Well, and some
right?
of them are large clients.
Some of them are
and
pretty
large
clients.
It's not that they're difficult.
They're very easy.
It's actually the opposite. They're like, listen, whatever you guys say, just do. Type thing. We're like,
we're not.
Yeah.
Very easy clients. They don't want to commit to talking to us on a monthly basis. They'd rather do quarterly.
Yeah.
And again, we're only talking about two or three clients, not, you know, not the whole book.
Right. Which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so marketing. Okay. If you're having trouble breathing, Are you having time to market?
We have not. Go ahead, Rick.
We met with Bob on Friday, right? Was it Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Bob Levinson? Yeah. We met with Roxana's old mentor. Like you mentioned now, you know, as our clients get older, they're going to be, you know, different specialists and different. So he gave us the number of two of his doctors to meet with.
You're in trouble. I'll wait for it. Go ahead, Rick.
There was somebody else. What did I say?
Rob is going to tell you, and I'll save you the trouble, Rob. You need to ask for an introduction, not a referral.
The introduction. Yeah, I know. But also we're
wait for it.
So Roxana's going to be setting up, because one's a concierge doctor. So, you know, we're going to meet with them just to explain our process. And, you know, obviously they're very similar the way the practices are managed as far as concierge goes.
Yeah. That's great.
But yes, he's the type of person that is like, okay, here's, I got their information, I got their business card here, give them a call. So
yeah.
It's difficult to change him.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But you know how to do that, right? You know how to ask for advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, if you were me, Bob, how would you suggest that we meet?
Yeah. Ah, that's a good one. Okay.
You know him a lot better than I do. Yeah, you know him a lot better than I do, Bob. How would you suggest that we meet?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you take care of a guy that just wants to throw you names and phone numbers, because he knows the difference. He knows the difference. One is going to be 6 months to a year of even getting an appointment, maybe, and the other one, he can do it like that, bam.
Yeah.
So you shorten, you know, one of the things we want to do, we talked about, was reducing the closure rate, you know, reducing the closure cycle.
Yes.
So how do you close quicker? Well, you get better and better introductions.
Yeah.
So you really want to work on getting really good introductions, highly qualified, in person.
So what would be the next step for us? Because right now we are just working the business and we have taken zero time to do any of this.
I know, it's hard because you can work on your existing clients. And after every call, just remind them, you know, just a reminder. Don't keep us a secret. You know, we're still taking a few good clients this year.
I'm writing it down.
So when you're so busy, you have no time. You gotta get your introductions from your existing clients.
And we're still taking a few good clients this year. Okay. I'm going to tape it here on my workstation so I don't forget.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you really want to, when you ask, you got to be prepared to do some work. But, you know, psychologically, they don't think about you being open for business. They think you're busy, which you are. I mean, you're in the perfect position to be an attractive introduction. You're the kind of people that are so busy, you hardly have any time for anything. That's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
They want people that are successful and very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask, you know, you don't have time to chase somebody down.
No, at all.
So when they tell you about somebody, you say, tell me more about them. Okay, just tell me more about them. You know, why do you think it'd be a good fit for us?
Mm-hmm.
And then you clearly know them a whole lot better than I'll ever know them. How would you suggest that we meet?
Got it.
Okay, now, guys, here's something you can do. When you're driving, you can be listening to audio tapes, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving to work or you're walking to work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to quit listening to sports and music and start listening to audio tapes.
That's what I do that all the time.
I do too, but I listen to
anyway.
You know, I listen to anyways, right. Yes, go ahead.
All right, so we have three books now. Two of them have audio tapes. So
okay.
The Supernova Advisor and then Supernova Teams. So I want you to listen to those two, and I'm going to get the other one recorded, you know, in the next 2 weeks. So we'll have three books to listen to. Now, you want to keep rotating them and listening to them almost constantly. Because what happens is there's an expression, you never step into the same river twice. Okay, so every time you listen to the Supernova Advisor, you're in a different place. So you're going to hear something different.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get it on. Is it on Audible? Is it on Audible?
It's on Audible. Correct.
Okay.
They're both on Audible. So Supernova Advisor, Supernova Teams are on Audible, and Supernova Multiplier will be on Audible. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have the Supernova Teams at all. The other one, we have the book.
Yeah, but we don't have the Audible. So I'll order the Audibles, and I'll, and Rick, you could just download it and log on with my with my login. Right.
Yeah, when you have, like we have Kindles, we get whatever I order, you know, Marcia gets and my daughter gets because I gave her my old Kindle.
Right.
Works pretty good. But I used to do that going to and from work. I would listen to tapes every single day. It's an interesting story. I had an intern that was in high school. He was a junior in high school, and I'd take him to work every day with me. So he did it for 2 years, two summers. And we listened to tapes. And now today he's 45 now, right?
Yes.
And he can quote you every one of those tapes.
Wow.
He owns a rent-to-own business in the Far East. He lives in Hong Kong, and he has houses all over, you know, Spain and Dubai and everywhere in the world. So he's done incredibly well. So when we were in Dubai, he was there, and we had dinner with him in the restaurant. He had rented them everything in the restaurant. He designs the restaurants and rents them all their equipment and everything. So it's a fun. He was so proud of himself because, he, you know, here was this 18-year-old kid He picks me up in his brand new Jaguar and takes me to dinner. And he was very proud of his success. But the point is that those audios get in your head and they never leave and they change you. You know, you become what you listen to. So in this case, you wouldn't have to ask me the question about introductions and what are the words to use. You'd have them in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much of Supernova. I've taught you Supernova now, what, more than a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably be close to a year and a half, if not more. And
right.
still, it's not in your heads, okay?
No.
There's still so much more I need to get from my brain to your head.
I agree.
And for us to be at the level where it's automatic, we need to get it in your head so that when I talk about it, you go, yes, we did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Consider it done.
So, it's a skill training exercise. We're just drilling. That's all we're doing. Like we're doing football drills. And we got to do it over and over and over again until during the game, when this happens, this automatically happens. And you just operate automatically. You can't think. You don't have time to think in one of those cases where somebody says, yes, I've got a guy for you. You have no time to think. You've got to immediately go into step 2, 3, 4, and 5. They've got to be just automatic. Tell me about him. Tell me more about him. What else? Why do you think he'd be a good fit?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he sounds like he'd be a great fit. You know him a lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we meet? That's all you need to know right there,
mm-hmm.
right? But those are words that easily come out of my mouth, but they don't come out of your mouth. And you've got to get it. You've got to make it so that you become Rob Knapp. And by listening to me, listening to my proxy on these books, you will become me. You will be fluent in Supernova.
Got it. Okay. Consider it done.
Yeah, I haven't been as demanding about that as I'm going to be in the future. And it's not because, and it's just simply because I know we're all fallible human beings. I mean, we're all the same. There's no, you're not bad and I'm good. And I'm not bad and you're good. We're all the same. We're all fallible human beings. I know this stuff because I teach it every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I wrote it, right? I tried it. I used it. I practiced it.
Yeah.
I listened to other people. I wrote it down. I practiced it. I tried it out. I did it over and over and over. And how am I expecting you to know this stuff and use it? Knowing it and using it are two big differences.
Yeah.
You can know it's the right thing to do, but you still won't use it because you're not comfortable. You haven't practiced it enough.
Mhm.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to drill it into your head.
That's funny.
And with you guys, I love you enough that I'm going to tell you to do it, see?
Oh yeah, you can.
I don't. Right.
You can tell us whatever you need to tell us. There's a saying in Spanish, estamos en familia. That means that we're pretty much family already.
Right. Well, I can tell you. Now, my brother was over here, right? And it's so funny because we can't really tell each other anything. I mean, we can. So he tells me things that nobody else will tell me, right?
Yeah.
And I try telling him things that he needs to do, right?
Right, right.
You're talking with your mouth full, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my mom. My mom will tell me, and I still get like a teenage child that I get sometimes a little You know, I don't get upset, but it bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then in like 15 minutes,
right.
I'm like, well, maybe she's right. You know, I really think. And she always
so
says,
funny.
You know, if I don't tell you, then who will? You know, if I don't tell
right.
you these things, who will?
I told him a couple of things. And just to be just about lunchtime, he said, I think it's time for me to go home.
right.
But that's when I backed off. I said, nope, no more telling. And then he told me a couple of things. He
right,
said,
right.
You know, you weren't as nice to that waitress as you should have been. You know, you don't say please.
Yeah.
You don't say please and thank you to the waitresses anymore.
I said,
really? I think I do. You know, I think I'm really nice, but you know, you just don't. There's an expression in golf is you can't see your own backswing.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just going in life, and it's good to have.
Yeah, it's good to have family around, you know,
mm-hmm.
to tell you the truth.
Exactly.
But not too much, just enough.
But it's a delicate balance. You just have to know,
it is.
You know, when to and when not to.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm coming over there in April, okay? So we have to figure out what you guys would like to get the maximum out of my time.
Okay.
What do you think? What would be a good use of my time for you guys? I think it's April 25th.
April 25th.
So we're going to have a... So Nicholas is going to host one of those meetings again? Or?
No. I talked to Nicholas. He's not. It's only
okay.
going to be with a select group of people that he feels
okay.
are interested and are, you know, there to take the leap, and then advisors that he's working with already is what he said. So it's more like support for us also.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that's
so
something Rick and I will have to think about it.
Right. One of the things you could do would be to practice the 5-star model and present it to me, how you do it
okay.
to a client, to a center of influence. You're going to present your team. How would you present your team in a formal way?
Mm-hmm.
That would give you a deadline for presenting
mm-hmm.
it. You know what I'm saying? You got to practice
mm-hmm.
enough to be able to present it to me. And that would get you ready to present it to a client.
Good. I think that'll be a really good use of our time.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I was actually thinking something of like observing what, you know, how we do things or something to, you know,
right.
to critique it or what we can fix on. But that's even better.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll get us practicing it and,
yeah.
you know, and it'll be like second nature to us to just, you know, introduce our team.
Yeah,
I think it's very helpful. I've had some, you know, rarely do I have somebody actually do it, but where they did it, they were just blown away by how impressed the client was, which of course they would be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course they would. You know, they're not going to expect that kind of formal presentation of what you do and how you do it.
Right.
So, it's a great way to introduce yourself to centers of influence. And that would give you a chance to, you know, between now and then, maybe you actually present it to a center of influence. So maybe you bring Bob in and present it to him and say, this is our team. We just want to reintroduce ourselves with our new business model. And then
mm-hmm.
and then give them a copy of the book, The Supernova Advisor or Supernova Multiplier, and just say, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do, and this is the coach that we hired.
Right.
We could do it to charge it too.
That make sense?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
All right. Since you guys are crazy busy, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll do you a big favor and let you go back and get some more things done.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. And thank you for your time, as always.
Thank you. It was really fun. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.